This week on The Marquee, we've got holiday films for every taste. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Ben Stiller stars in and directs The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Mitty is a shy man that easily becomes lost in his own outrageous daydreams. When his job is threatened and a new woman in his life inspires him, he sets out on a once-in-a-lifetime journey and starts living an adventurous life instead of just dreaming about one. Co-stars include Kristen Wiig, a strangely bearded Adam Scott, Shirley MacLaine, Patton Oswalt, and a refreshingly kind-hearted Sean Penn.
Martin Scorsese's latest, The Wolf of Wall Street, stars Leonardo DiCaprio as Jordan Belfort, a Wall Street stockbroker who thought he was invincible, until he wasn't. It's a 3-hour study in excess and depravity, and for that reason, it's often overwhelming. But this stranger-than-fiction Wall Street bio is fascinating and wildly funny, too.
Keanu Reeves stars in the martial arts fantasy 47 Ronin. In this long-delayed film, a group of samurai band together to get their revenge on the shogun that had killed their master. Originally scheduled for release last November and then bumped from a February release date, expectations should be set pretty low.
Based on the play by Tracy Letts, August Osage County tells the story of 3 generations of tough, resilient women who come together for a reluctant reunion when the family patriarch goes missing. If you think your holiday dinners are uncomfortable, check out this tragic and funny and absolutely mesmerizing dramedy. It'll make your family look like the Cleavers.
Justin Bieber's Believe is another behind-the-scenes concert film following 2011's Never Say Never. What can I say about this? If you're a Bieber fan, you're not going to want to miss it. If Bieber doesn't exactly light your fire, you really don't need to know this film even exists.
Also opening in Columbus, Mandela Long Walk to Freedom stars Idris Elba as the late South African leader. The film follows the freedom fighter for more than 50 years, from his beginnings with the African National Congress through his 1994 presidential election. As such, it bites off a little more than it can chew. But while it isn't as powerful as it could be, it's still an intriguing look at the life of a legend. Well, once again this week, you've got all kinds of great options. But I'll give my pick to The Wolf of Wall Street. It's a challenging film, one that's sometimes hard to stomach, but it's just a whole lot of wild and crazy fun.
I was really caught off guard by how much I enjoyed Walter Mitty. It's beautifully shot, it's touching, and you can take the whole family to see it. With that said, Kristen has convinced me I need to go see The Wolf of Wall Street.
Or if you'd rather avoid the theaters during the holiday rush, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases. Like Insidious Chapter 2. Director James Wan's follow-up to the wildly successful and wonderfully scary 2010 original reunites with the Lambert family as they're once again threatened by a dark and foreboding spirit.
The documentary More Than Honey explores the relationship between colonies of bees and their keepers. If you've ever been interested in how important bees are to humanity and our future on Earth, this may be the documentary you've been waiting for.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll skip the most recent releases and recommend closing out the holiday season with some holiday classics instead. My personal favorites, A Christmas Story, and the so-bad-it's-good campy classic, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
With limited options, I can confidently say that if you like the first Insidious, you'll probably like its somewhat flawed and strangely paced sequel. And as much as I love A Christmas Story, I'll go a different route. My classic Christmas recommendations are National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Home Alone. Nothing says Christmas like dysfunction.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. We'll be off the air next week as Hollywood takes a holiday break, but be sure to listen in next time for holiday leftovers and the start of another movie dead zone. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next time.
My father worked in profanity the way other artists might work in oils or clay. It was his true medium, a master.